Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Normally, being a little extra might be a bit much, but not when it comes to healthcare. That's why United Healthcare's Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans, underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, supplement your primary plan so you manage out-of-pocket costs. Learn more at uh1.com.
From alarmingly inexperienced rookie smashing it within a year, to powering through soul-crushing illness to deliver the goods. Each of these matches become that bit more jaw-dropping once you know the bona fide truth. I'm Gareth from What Culture Wrestling, and here are 10 more wrestling matches even more impressive when you know the truth. Number 10, The Undertaker sends mankind to hell with a broken foot. King of the Ring, 1998. Let's face it, when the words Mankind, Undertaker, and Hell in a Cell are thrown into any wrestling conversation, most fans' minds will jump to the immortal sight of Mick Foley being launched from on top of and straight through the formidable structure. However, one little detail that often finds itself being overlooked when recounting the absolute savage war between these icons of the game is that Mick wasn't the only star who walked out of the match particularly broken. In Taker's case, though, he actually walked into the contest nursing a nasty injury. Feeling the pain of a broken foot in the lead up to the contest, Taker managed to mask the undoubted anguish that must have been biting away at him all the way through the hellacious battle. He may not have gone all the way to hell like Foley did, but Taker still proved he was a tough son of a gun all the same. Number 9, Main Event is forced into a sprint by Okada vs. Skrull, All In 2018. Long before AEW had successfully become one of the hottest brands in wrestling today, the likes of Cody Rhodes and Nick and Matt Jackson all decided to promote an event which would almost single-handedly change the industry forever. But as is usually the case when it comes to this sort of high-pressure live pay-per-view scenario, timing issues ultimately led to a few enforced changes on the night. All in all, the event itself had run over by 14 minutes by the time the main event was set to go down, with many pointing to Marty Skrull and Kazuchika Okada's semi-main event battle as being the match which caused the issue. Yet regardless of where the finger was pointed, this eventually meant that the Young Bucks and Kota Ibushi versus Bandido, Rey Fénix, and Rey Mysterio was cut short, dropping from what should have been a near 30-minute banger to an 11-minute sprint. But what a sprint it was! And perhaps more impressive than the high-paced nature of the contest was the fact that the finish was executed mere seconds before the show went off the air. How's that for timing? Number 8, Bret Hart carries a wasted British Bulldog in Wembley. SummerSlam 1992. There's absolutely no questioning the fact that the British Bulldog's defining moment as an in-ring performer came in the middle of Wembley Stadium in the main event of SummerSlam 1992. However, were it not for a certain hitman, who knows what would have been the real talking point coming out of the Summer Spectacular. With Davey Boy Smith said to have been high as a kite for much of the time coming into the contest, it didn't take long for the star to admit to Bret mid-match that he completely forgot the layout of the contest. Without missing a beat, though, the hitman simply replied, "Davey, just listen to me, I'll carry you." Would this genuine classic have earned its untouchable status without Hart being forced to guide his fellow Hart family member through the chaos? We'll never know, but we do know that it's about damn time we had another euphoric night in Wembley like this. Number 7, Bron Breakker challenges for NXT Gold after wrestling debut a year earlier. Halloween Havoc 2021. Say what you want about the newly revamped NXT 2.0, but the newest face to pop up in the brand's main event scene has been handled and presented to near perfection since breaking out onto the show. Since making his professional wrestling debut in October 2020, Bronson Rex Steiner, never hurts to have Steiner blood coursing through your veins, I suppose, has spent a few months on the indies before being signed by WWE in February. He's since gone on to wrestle on TV just 6 times as of recording, with the last of that series of contests being a beautifully brutal fight over the NXT Championship at Halloween Havoc versus Tommaso Ciampa. Professional athlete background or not, Breakker's rise has been nothing short of phenomenal. Number 6, Adam Cole is drafted in for SmackDown at the last minute. SmackDown 2019. Where there is chaos, there also tends to be opportunity. Never was that more true than during the period which saw a whole host of stars from Raw and SmackDown controversially grounded in Saudi Arabia on the back of 2019's Crown Jewel event. With the Blue Show still set to go down the next night, Vince McMahon was forced to resort to desperate measures to ensure fans actually had a show to watch. The solution? Draft in son-in-law Triple H's gang of crowd-popping NXT studs. Of the many stars who invaded Friday Night SmackDown, it has to be said that Adam Cole in particular must have been feeling the pressure, throwing down with all-round legend Daniel Bryan in the night's main event. Making matters worse, the NXT champion had only been informed of his need to be at that arena a few hours earlier. Cole then resorted to lacing his boots up on the flight over, and was ultimately told upon arrival that he'd be defending his title in an eventual banger with D-Bry there and then. What a hero! Number 5, The Rock and John Cena both battle through injury and sickness, WrestleMania 29. Few would be quick to claim that the two titanic stars that met in the twice-in-a-lifetime main event at WrestleMania 29 put on an in-ring clinic that night. But let it never be said that John Cena and The Rock didn't put their bodies through the ringer to bring this highly anticipated rematch to life. On top of nursing himself back to health after what was no doubt a largely uncomfortable week of reported food poisoning, the leader of the C-Nation also battled on with a broken thumb in his Rocky Rumble. But while Cena may have been feeling a little worse for wear heading into this bout, the Great One definitely felt more of the pain coming out of it. Tearing his abdomen wall and his abductor muscles off the bone mid-match, the People's Champion had a monumental task in simply getting this one over the line. Number 4, CM Punk works a Raw gem despite having the flu. Raw 2013. Here's that moment when CM Punk showed the face that runs the place that it is actually possible to tear the house down whilst your insides are doing the very same thing. In arguably the best of their many bona fide classics together, Punk was in no mood to sit back and watch somebody else worm their way towards the top of the card as the show of shows drew near. So instead of taking a night off to recharge his batteries and overcome a debilitating bout of flu, the voice of the voiceless decided to work through his illness on February 23rd's edition of Raw in 2013. Along with whacking out an extremely rare pile driver mid-match, the bitter enemies were able to produce a match of the year contender as Cena earned the right to battle The Rock on the grandest stage. The fat Punk held up his side of the bargain whilst feeling like his head was being put through a cheese grater only adds more luster to the classic. Number 3, Becky Lynch finds out about Bianca Belair the night before. SummerSlam 2021. Of the many big moments the likes of WWE and AEW have thrown at their fans since live attendance once again started to become a thing from July onwards, few elicited such a spine-tingling immediate response than the sight of the man finally coming back around at SummerSlam 2021. Becky Lynch's music erupting into Allegiant Stadium as Carmella looked set to battle Bianca Belair over the SmackDown Women's Championship was up there with the purest unexpected occurrences of modern times. But few realize how late in the day this development actually was. As Lynch revealed herself to BT Sport, "I got a call on Monday, SummerSlam was on Saturday, that there was a possibility that I was needed to fill in for a match, but I didn't know entirely until Friday." That means the man wasn't given the official green light that she'd be stepping back in front of 50,000 strong until a literal day before her showing. Sure, the match itself was brief. But to rock up to a stadium and breeze your way through a show-stopping moment like this, after giving birth no less, like you haven't skipped a beat, and after only being informed of your official appearance late in the day, is pretty damn cool. Number 2, Bryce Remsburg and Eddie Kingston knew about Brody Lee's condition. Full Gear 2020. The legacy of the Dark Order leader will continue to be felt for as long as his family and friends continue to pay tribute to their fallen father, husband, and pal. But for a time, Brody's condition wasn't made public knowledge, with only a close circle of people within the business knowing the severity of the position he found himself in. Two of those people were none other than AEW's Bryce Remsburg and Eddie Kingston, a pair who were coincidentally involved in the Full Gear 2020 main event. With this knowledge at the forefront of their minds coming into Kingston's I Quit AEW Championship match against Jon Moxley at the event, the two decided to take a moment to dedicate the contest to Brody and Larry Sweeney. The fact both men then kept their composure and brilliantly played their part in putting on this instant classic in such heartbreaking circumstances is a testament to both men's professionalism and love for their friend. Number 1, Kenny Omega helps deliver a classic with battered shoulders. Full Gear 2021. And this year's iteration of the AEW staple once again possessed a main event made a little bit more impressive once you discover the real truth behind the contest. With much of the story heading into this long-awaited showdown between the Cleaner and the Hangman centering around whether Adam Page would finally be able to win the big one. A lot of the attention wasn't actually on the best bout machine for a change. But even though Hangman's feat of lifting the AEW World Championship once and for all is certainly the headline story of the match and night, it's worth taking a moment to salute the fact that Kenny Omega was working with a rather broken body in said epic, accumulating significant damage to his shoulders over the years. Omega is said to not be able to lift any heavy weights due to their overall weakness. But the AEW top guy has revealed to Dave Meltzer that this, along with serious vertigo on occasion resulting in the ring spinning, doesn't get in the way of his working of top-class matches. In case you've needed a reminder, Kenny Omega is no mortal man, folks.
Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, this is Craig Robinson from Ways to Win, and support for this podcast comes from Invesco QQQ, the official ETF of the NCAA. The future isn't scary. Not realizing its potential, however, could be. Just like on the recruiting trail, I've seen potential come in many forms as a coach. Learn more at Invesco.com/QQQ. Let's rethink possibility. Invesco Distributors, Inc.
Need new glasses or want a fresh new style? Warby Parker has you covered. Glasses start at just $95, including anti-reflective, scratch-resistant prescription lenses that block 100% of UV rays. Every frame's designed in-house, with a huge selection of styles for every face shape. And with Warby Parker's free home try-on program, you can order 5 pairs to try at home for free. Shipping is free both ways, too. Go to warbyparker.com/covered to try 5 pairs of frames at home for free. warbyparker.com/covered.